morning. The time is 9:07. Some clouds, a little bit of sunshine, and a temperature of 49 degrees right now in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is our number two, the Chad Holmes Show, on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, a bit of a chilly start here this morning. Had to make the decision whether to go with short sleeves or long sleeves. How thick should the jacket be? Will it be the thin jacket or maybe something a little bit thicker? As we have to start making those decisions as we get closer and closer to the official start of fall. But as we are hitting the midpoint of the work week, heading towards the weekend, what can we expect weather-wise for the rest of the work week and into the weekend? Well, the person with all the answers from Weatherology is our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a little bit chilly right now here in central Wisconsin, but not a bad start to the day. And it actually looks like we can expect a pretty nice one here for this Wednesday, don't we?
We certainly will, yeah. It's definitely going to feel quite a lot like fall. Like you said, a little bit on the chilly side to start off the day, and it's actually going to be our coolest day for this forecast. Looking at sunny skies here for today with a high getting up right around about the mid-60s. We should be about 10 degrees warmer into the mid-70s, so a little bit below average for this time of the year. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 41. A little increase in temperatures here by tomorrow as a warm front pushes through. Sunny skies for your Thursday, high of 71 degrees. 71 here for your Friday again with cloudy skies. We do have a chance for some rain showers coming into the area. Definitely could use the rain. Saturday, it looks like temperature-wise not moving around too much. We'll have a high right around about 69 degrees. Looks like a slight chance for rain showers in the afternoon hours with partial sunshine developing. Then on Sunday, essentially a pretty similar day. Slight chance for rain in the afternoon. Blend of clouds and sunshine develops. High around about 67.
Not bad at all. And again, I know a lot of folks want the temperature to be a little bit warmer, but sunny skies in the 60s, it's one of those days that it feels good on the skin, that little bit of coolness, really nothing to complain about. And I guess hit and miss as we get closer to the weekend with some of those showers.
Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen Friday, Saturday into Sunday.
Okay, Jennifer, thanks again for the information. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
No problem. Thanks.
That's our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki from weatherology.com. Again, joins us each and every weekday at 9:06 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Right now in Wausau, seeing a little bit of sunshine out there, a few clouds as well. Temperature stands at 49 degrees. The dew point is 43, relative humidity of 80%. The barometric pressure at 30.18 inches. Winds are out of the north at 5 miles per hour, and the visibility is 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Couple of quick notes. Number one, tonight, again, Wednesday's busy. I'm here from 8 till 10 with this program, and then I'm back on the air from 6 until 8 tonight, along with Jason Foster for the Big High School Sports Show. It is 2 hours covering high school football here in the fall. Jason Foster and myself will recap the action from last weekend, look ahead to week number 5 of the schedule this weekend, and we always have a couple of guests, one a coach and one a student athlete. Our coach guest for this week is from D.C. Everest, the 4-0 D.C. Everest Evergreens, Tim Strelo. Evergreens have a big one against Stevens Point, battle atop the Valley Football Association, Spash, Everest, and Wausau West, all 2-0 in the conference. We'll talk about that big one and the very impressive start to the season for his Evergreens with Tim Strelo tonight at 6:20. And then our student athlete guest at 7:05, Wausau West senior Carter Emerson. He is having an outstanding season, both as a wide receiver and a defensive back. He leads the Warriors in pass receptions, yardage, and also on defense. He has 4 interceptions in the first 4 games of the season, including 2 interceptions in Wausau West law game win over Wausau East last week. So that will be Carter Emerson at 7:05, Tim Strelo at 6:20. The Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8 p.m. tonight, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, want to talk about a special event coming up next Wednesday as Thrivent and Thrivent agent Mandy Wright, Mandy Roberts, I should say, formerly Mandy Wright, Mandy Roberts, part of Thrivent. And Thrivent has a special evening coming up at the Wausau Country Club next Wednesday, a special evening with former Wisconsin Governor Martin Schreiber. Martin Schreiber, in addition to being a former governor, is an author of a book titled My Two Elaines, which talks about learning, coping, and surviving as an Alzheimer's caregiver. The former governor, Martin Schreiber, will share his 18-year-long experience watching his wife Elaine struggle. His message is one of hope and sorrow and also strength in knowing you are not alone. And you can come out to the Wausau Country Club and join Martin Schreiber and Thrivent next Wednesday, September 20th. To get more details on the event and also to RSVP, you can go to Thrivent.com/Mandy-Roberts. Again, that's Thrivent.com/Mandy-Roberts under events. And love to see you at the Wausau Country Club next Wednesday, September 20th, for that very special evening with former Wisconsin Governor Martin Schreiber. We need to take a break, but we'll come back and we will talk about what's been an exciting time at the Grand Theater. Last night was the first show of the new season. Yep, the Grand Theater had Leonid and Friends starting off their 2023-2024 season, and we'll talk about that and more coming up. This is Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. On Friday night, the 3-1 Marathon High School football team travels to undefeated Abbotsford. Hear the game live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and on tape delay after the West game on WXCO Friday night. Marathon football is brought to you by Weeks Pub, Rib Falls Fabrication, Dietrich Taxidermy, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Parts City, Charlie's Bar, People's Safe Bank, Solzer Machine, Underwood Construction, Morgan Sand and Gravel, BS Taxidermy, Marathon Industrial Finishing, and River Country Co-op Napa. It's Marathon at Abbotsford at High School Football. Live on Sports Stream 2 of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and on tape delay after the West game on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:17, about 49 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And good to see you back in studio, Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, Executive Director of the Grand and the Performing Arts Foundation. I know a very exciting time. Good to see you, Sean.
Yeah, good to see you.
Well, last night was a big night. Obviously, a start of a new season, like opening night for baseball season.
Exactly. You know? A big night, and we had a great night, a great show with Leonid and Friends. Pushed the almost 3-hour mark.
Really?
So, yeah, such talented musicians paying tribute to the music of Chicago, but also Steely Dan and some Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and just the horns, incredible, and just such talented musicians, and just such a cool story of literally a bunch of musicians from Eastern Europe, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, all over Eastern Europe, who got together a number of years ago for Leonid's, the band leader's, birthday, and they played music together, and they put a video of them doing a song by Chicago up on YouTube, because that's what you do. And it went viral in the truest sense of the word, to the point that Chicago literally reposted and said, we didn't know we had a show last night. And the rest is kind of history. People started asking them, like, how can we book you? All these things. And ever since then, they've been, sort of touring the globe. And it's, it just really, really, was a fun night.
Incredible. I mean, really, you love stories like that. A garage band going big,
literally
basically.
A garage band going big.
Yeah. How was the crowd?
Great crowd. Yeah, great crowd. You know, we were just a little short of a sellout, but a fantastic house for the first night of the season. And yeah, people were thrilled to be there. We had a great pre-show event with our friends from Timekeeper Distillery and had a fantastic show. The meet and greet was fantastic. Just a long night, late night. You don't get a lot of the pushing 3-hour shows outside of the Springsteen world, but it was a fun night
for yourself and for the folks at the Grand who worked so hard to put together a season and to get it underway. I imagine this is the fun part when you actually are able to stand in the wings or in the crowd or in the back of the house and enjoy it, because there is so much work that goes into this for not just you, for everyone involved.
Oh, definitely. No, it's absolutely a team effort. And you know, this year's a little bit different. We've had a fairly busy summer with shows. Yeah. A lot of times there's that natural break, and I wondered, you know, are we going to have that same sense of opening night that we do in a normal season, where maybe it's been 2-3 months, or, you know, as it was during the pandemic, you know, 15-16 months. But you know what? All the same energy came back yesterday. It felt like the beginning of the new season, and it was exciting, and it's exciting to see, you know, to see patrons we haven't seen since the end of the past season, and see new folks and just see some of the things we've put in place come to fruition. Yeah, it's nice, and now we're off and running.
Absolutely, you are off and running. Before we talk about upcoming shows, I saw a note the other day about a new eligibility for Rush tickets. And could you talk a little bit about what Rush tickets are and the new eligibility? Because this sounds pretty exciting. And again, for folks who may want to try to take advantage of some really great deals.
Absolutely. You know, we've long had Rush tickets. Basically, you know, Rush tickets sort of started for most entities as student Rush. Ours was student military Rush. And essentially, it allows those folks to see the show for a low price, provided tickets remain. And that's the catch. You can't come into the box office 5 days in advance and say, I'd like and tickets range from $10 to $30 depending on, you know, the show. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of these shows, you're getting a $10 ticket that's normally a $70 ticket, or a $30 ticket that's normally a $120 ticket. And it's the way that a lot of organizations use to introduce new audiences to the arts, is to get people in. And you know, I used to in St. Louis, the cheap seats at the Muni, they were at the very, very back of the house, and you had to sit out in the hot St. Louis sun for a couple hours to get in line. Mm-hmm. But you paid $5 and you got to see musicals. And so it's that same idea. So we'd had student and military Rush, and we've expanded it this year to include educators, first responders, and SNAP card recipients. And so just trying to make the arts as accessible as we can. And, you know, and from our perspective and from the artist's perspective, if a show is not a sellout, we want all those seats full.
Right.
And sometimes even at sold out shows, you know, artists have tickets that they hold on to. Mm-hmm. We have sponsors who may return some of their tickets. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, there are definitely times, I mean, last year, for example, the Book of Mormon was sold out for two nights. Well, at 5:30, both nights they said, "Oh, here's 6 artist tickets back, and we have some folks who know how to play the game." They walked up into the box office at 6:30. "Do you have any Rush tickets?" And we're like, "Yes, you do." And you know, they got to see, and of course, because they're artist tickets, these were very, very good tickets that would normally have been probably about $95 each, and they paid $20 and went on their way and saw a Broadway show. So,
unreal.
Yeah, we're excited to expand it, and you know, we tell people the easiest way is just to to contact the box office a couple of days prior to the show. We can usually give you a sense of whether or not there's going to be a Rush, you know, wink, wink, and what the price will be, because the price does vary. But we're excited to expand. It's just part of our mission to, make the arts as accessible as we can.
Fantastic. Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Well, not much rest after a 3-hour show for you, huh?
You got
another show coming up tomorrow.
We 10 by 10,
right?
We start a new series, the season of a new series tomorrow night. Great Beth Bombara, and I don't just say that because she's from St. Louis. She actually is a really talented artist, gaining so much buzz in the Americana world. We're excited to have her here. And the best news is that show is sold out. We are completely sold out for the first show of the 10 by 10 season. And so we'll have Beth and her talented band there tomorrow night. And, and then we, it's no rust. We're kind of, next week, we have a couple of new show announcements will be making. We are front.
Oh, center. any hints?
One of them is a comedian who may not be fond of the Bears. We'll just put it that way.
Oh, okay. You may
be familiar with his work.
Real quick, before you continue, before we move on to the 10 by 10, just for people that may not be familiar what we mean when you say 10 by 10.
Sure. Could you explain absolutely. That is our emerging artist series that we do on the stage of the Grand. So you're literally seated on the stage. The artist is on the stage.
That's why I wanted you to say that. This is such a cool
cabaret setting. Everything is at tables. We have reserved tables. Those are amazingly, our subscribers buy those out each year. There's actually a waiting list. You know, we're not a Packers size, but we have a waiting list.
Which is music to your ears.
Exactly. But then our general admission tickets, we do, why it's 10, it's 7 shows. It was initially supposed to be 10. It's 7 is where we kind of settled on it. But there is a $10 ticket available for every show, speaking of $10 tickets. And those tickets are our general admission tickets. We always hold back about 35 of those. And even when you buy one of those, you're seated at a table. You know, the way that you would at a club in New York or somewhere like that. You know, you're sharing a table with other people, but you're seated at a table. It's not like we shove you off to the side and your chairs. Sure. And these are incredible emerging artists. You know, we've, Beth Bombara's out of St. Louis. Taylor Ashton next month is making a name for himself in Nashville. Melody Howard is an up-and-coming blues musician from Chicago. Later this year, we have a group out of Green Bay. We've one in New York City. It's really been cool as that series has evolved to see artists who have graduated to our main stage, like Ron Artis will this year, like the OK Factor has. Mm-hmm. Artists like Sammy Miller and The Congregation, who I wish we could get for our main stage right now because they've really just blown up. And so it's the best thing is probably about 90% of the people who come to the 10 by 10 shows don't know the artists. Don't know the show, just know that they're going to have a really fun experience. And some nights, it may be, and a lot of times it's an artist that they would probably never know on their own. So I love nothing more than when I have people who are 10 by 10 patrons will say, I just went down to Appleton to see Artist X, or, did you see them? I follow them on social media. They have a new album out. Like, they become fans of these artists.
Well, it also shows that the folks trust you. Because as you say, if they don't know these artists when they come in, they have to have confidence that you are bringing in some pretty good acts. And that's got to be something that's nice as well.
No, most of the time we announce we put it up for subscription with only 3 of the 7 shows confirmed. And, and people turn in my order. And for us, it's great to have that. It is a very collaborative series. That's the best thing is that everybody on the staff has ideas. Hey, I heard this. I saw this person. I saw this video on YouTube. Or, I went and saw this band that I like and this band opened for them. Or, patrons are... Our patrons love to share their ideas for 10 by 10s. And it's just a labor of love series. You know, the main stage series, there are guardrails in place. You've got to make money. You've got to, make things work. Be smart. Right. The 10 by 10 series, we just get to have fun with. And it's fun for the artists, too, because a lot of these artists are playing, clubs, or they're playing, bars, or they're playing festivals. And, I have to remind the artists, I do every 10 by 10. I'll do it tomorrow night. Don't worry, the audience is listening. And it's funny, we've had that conversation with a couple artists and they've kind of gone, really? Because they're not used to it. You've seen a couple artists where 2 or 3 songs in, they're like, hello, how are we doing tonight? Because they're used to just being so like, I don't know if anybody out there is actually paying attention. I can just be natural and do my thing. And they're like, do you like me? Am I good?
That's very cool.
It's a lot of fun.
We got a couple minutes left. I so rudely interrupted you as you were talking about what else is coming up. But what else is on the itinerary that people should know about?
Coming up as we get into the next couple weeks of September, one of the really cool things are our good friends at Center Stage have their free show coming up. They'll be taking a look at the 1970s. It's a really fun event. And then we get back into our presented season, and October is incredibly busy. Comedian Brian Regan, who, of course, everybody loves. There's only about 50 tickets left for that one. The Hitmen, which is a really cool show. These are guys who, were the guys in the Wings. The guys behind the leads of Journey and Foreigner and Styx and Boston. And oddly enough, Debbie Gibson as well.
When I was looking at that, that's got to be one of the toughest gigs to get. Because literally, these bands could pick anybody. Yeah. Because you're literally going out there and saying, who is the best of the best that's not involved in a major band that does know how to play?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys obviously are all, the best of the best.
That's why. It's they call the show an all-star classic rock show, and
believe
it makes sense.
I love Debbie Gibson myself, to be honest. I mean, she's the same age as I was when I was growing up. She was the mooned from Debbie Gibson in high school.
Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. That was the era. But it was just sort of funny when you see that list of artists. I know, like, well, one of them doesn't fit.
Exactly. But, Foreigner and Debbie Gibson.
Yeah. So, the rest of October, very busy. Mania, the ABBA tribute, only about 100 tickets left for that. Legendary Air Supply, I think fewer than 60 tickets left for that. We've got a great Disney jazz show. Amy Bruni for the holiday of Halloween, our Hocus Pocus film screening. It is a very, very busy October.
Fantastic. Great that you're off to a flying start with Leonid and Friends last night. Great that the folks enjoyed it. I saw the posting. They were dancing in the aisles, apparently, right?
That they were. If the fire marshal's listening, we kept them within their seats. Don't worry. But yes, they very much enjoyed.
Very good. Well, Sean, again, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. We're going to take a quick break and then come back. The time is 9:30. A news update coming up and then more to come. I'm Chad Holmes on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Plus a change back to quarters in high school basketball could be coming. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Sometimes the technology doesn't quite work well. I got thrown off a little bit. I was talking to Sean as he was leaving, and all of a sudden our break kind of kicked forward, so it caught me by surprise. But thanks again to Sean Wright for joining us again. Every other Wednesday we get a chance to talk to Sean or Tammy Stasinski from the Grand Theater about what's going on at the Grand, and it's fantastic to hear their season off to a terrific start. Make sure that you keep an eye on upcoming shows, because the thing about the Grand is you can get a schedule. And as Sean said, in the next couple of weeks, they're going to be announcing more shows. Their schedule continues to evolve during the course of the 2023-2024 season. So, something to look forward to. Big shows all throughout the course of the fall, winter, spring, and into the summer of next year. And always great to have here talking about it, Sean Wright and everybody else from the Grand Theater. Well, want to talk a little bit about, again, the big news yesterday, where the Speaker of the State Assembly, Robin Voss, surprising. I mean, something you don't usually get, these surprising announcements where, you know, they kind of come out of nowhere. Usually kind of floated out there that something big is going to be coming. And Robin Voss came out and made a proposal to basically wave the white flag in a sense about the lines, the redistricting, the gerrymandered lines. And they want to make a deal. And, you know, we talked in the first hour with Bob Look about this. And I think it's a good day. I think yesterday was a good day because Robin Voss realizes that it's not when, I should say, it's not if, but when these lines are going to be changed. We are not going to have to wait until 2031 to get new lines in the state of Wisconsin. And also, he is backing off threats of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. So, and that's good news as well. I mean, I think it would have been bad news for the Republicans if they would have done it. I think that it would have hurt them politically. I think in the end, it was not going to work. So I think Robin Voss, I hate using the term made a smart move, but I think he did in terms of backing off this threat of impeachment. But now he's trying a new maneuver and basically trying to avoid having the Supreme Court weigh in on the electoral maps. But, and again, I think this is going to be part of the discussions, the negotiations. The Democrats were very strong in saying, hey, we got to look at the details. Tony Evers immediately came out and basically killed the idea, saying Republicans were making a last-ditch effort to retain legislative control by having someone legislature-picked and legislature-approved draw Wisconsin's maps. And that, again, is something that was very noticeable. But even though, you know, the governor came out and said that, I think there can be negotiations and hopefully a better system. And in the end, it's not about winning and losing. I think it would be a big win for Wisconsin to have a new system that is fair legislative math, but it shouldn't be about winning for the Democrats or losing for the Democrats or likewise for the Republicans. What can we do to make government better? Man, I just, you know, I get so saddened when we see how good government has taken, you know, an off-ramp here in this state and in this country in recent years. And the thing about it is that really jumped out. This move yesterday, even though it's not a proposal that's going to ultimately get passed, but the idea of making this proposal at all is completely different than what Voss and the GOP had said, not just recently, but for years, years and years and years. Voss says they are going to use a Iowa-style nonpartisan redistricting model. And he had been arguing for partisan redistricting for years. And now he says, well, I want an Iowa-style nonpartisan redistricting model that would allow the Legislative Reference Bureau, which is nonpartisan, to write new legislative maps instead of partisans. But what it's trying to do as well is bypass lawsuits before the state Supreme Court that seek to rewrite the current GOP favorable maps that were adopted just a couple of years ago in 2021. Voss said Tuesday, and again, this is, you know, I rolled my eyes at this one. He said, hopefully, it means that we will take all of the money that has been wasted by the liberal interests suing us over the maps, and instead we get to say we don't need to waste those taxpayer dollars because we can adapt the process that has been used flawlessly in Iowa. Please, we're not wasting money in these lawsuits. The money that's being used in these lawsuits is trying to make fair maps. Robin, Evers said he did not trust Republicans to engage in a nonpartisan map-making process. Very wise indeed for the governor. The governor said, a legislature that now has repeatedly demonstrated they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and will bully, threaten, or fire on a whim anyone who happens to disagree with them cannot be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing fair maps. And I'm not going to participate in enabling Republicans in the legislature to keep trying to use and abuse their power to control the outcome of our elections. End quote. Again, I thought the governor was very strong because the only thing that people like Robin Voss and Republicans, whether in the state of Wisconsin or around the country, really understand is strength. You cannot just roll over and say, hey, great idea, Robin. Strength. Embracing the Iowa model of redrawing legislative boundaries reflects a new direction for Voss, who over the last month warned newly seated Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz was risking being impeached by the Assembly if she did not recuse herself from lawsuits before the court that seek to change the state's electoral maps. Voss contended Protasiewicz should recuse because she called the current maps rigged while campaigning for the court seat. But the state constitution allows such officers to be impeached only for crimes or corruption, making the effort legally questionable for Voss. Democrats just recently launched a $4 million ad campaign in response to Voss's threats of impeachment. Now Voss has backed off such talk in recent days. Voss said lawmakers will take up the proposed legislation tomorrow. He said he has briefed the state Senate, but did not say whether state Republicans were supportive. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu of Oostburg did not respond to a request for comment. Under the proposal, the new maps would take effect in the 2024 election cycle. So, again, it could be changed, and I think that that's good. We definitely need change before the next cycle. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine said in a statement, the announcement is an obvious attempt to distract from their efforts to impeach Justice Protasiewicz and undermine our democracy. No amount of hand-waving will make the public forget the GOP is considering nullifying their votes and overriding the results of the last election. Senate Majority Leader Melissa Agard said she supports nonpartisan redistricting, but questioned the timing of and motivations behind the proposal. She said she hadn't read the bill yet, but the devil's in the details with all policymaking. Speaker Voss has been proven to be untrustworthy and has time and time again stood out for his own best interests opposed to the interests of the people of Wisconsin, Agard said. So basically, Melissa Agard is saying, let's not be Charlie Brown and let's not make Robin Voss Lucy holding the football. Because you can't trust Robin Voss. But I'm going to say this. There should be discussions. There should be negotiations. If Democrats can make a deal with Voss and the Republicans that truly brings nonpartisan, fair maps to Wisconsin for the 2024 election, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's not, again, make this about winning and losing. If there is a deal to be made, let's at least try to make the deal. Because you do know you still have this lawsuit waiting that there is going to be a pressure on the Republicans to make a deal. Because they know if this lawsuit is decided by the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, there is a possibility the court itself will draw up the maps for Wisconsin. They don't want that. They know what that could mean. So let's try to get a deal done that, again, not a bad deal. Do not misunderstand me here. Because right now, the parties that want fair maps have the advantage. They have a lawsuit that's working through. Now with a majority on the court that appears to be open to the ideas of the maps being unfair. Now you have Robin Voss coming out and saying, hey, maybe we can make a deal. Hey, maybe something can happen. So again, this could be an opportunity for major change in the way that Wisconsin is represented at the state level. That we could actually have a state assembly and a state senate that more fairly represents the political thinking of the state of Wisconsin. That would be good news for everybody. I know not good news for Robin Voss and the Republicans who are taking advantage of these maps. But I mean good news for the idea of good government, of actually getting things accomplished in the state of Wisconsin. So again, it's going to be very interesting to keep an eye on when it comes to the redistricting possibilities here in Wisconsin. We need to take another break, and then we'll come back, have our daily look at this day in history. The time is 9:45. I'm Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Thrivent invites you to a special evening with former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber, author of My Two Elaines, which talks about learning, coping, and surviving as an Alzheimer's caregiver. Marty will share his 18-year-long experience watching his wife Elaine struggle. His message is one of hope in the sorrow and strength in knowing you are not alone. You can join him at the Wassa Country Club on Wednesday, September 20th. More details and to RSVP, go to thrivent.com/Mandy-Roberts under events.
Week 4 football notes plus a change back to quarters in high school basketball could be coming. I'm Travis Wilson and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by VNNSports.net. More high school sports news after this.
As the official software provider for nearly 3,000 high schools across the country, VNN knows it's been a different kind of year. And while the game hasn't changed, your school's needs have. If you're an athletics administrator, it's more important now than ever to go digital and make sure parents, athletes, and fans have all the information they need to feel safe, up-to-date, and connected to your high school's sports programs. A website, digital ticketing, fundraising, live streaming, social media sync, VNN does it all to make your life easier. Check out the new necessities for the new normal at VNNSports.net.
Week 4 of the high school football season is in the books with several eye-opening results. Division 5 second-ranked Broadhead Judah sputtered offensively in a 14-6 loss to Platteville. A much-anticipated top 5 showdown in the Middle Border Conference turned into a blowout as Baldwin-Woodville dominated Ellsworth 49-0. In rivalry action, Sparta survived a last-second two-point conversion attempt to defeat Toma 21-20 in the 117th meeting between the teams. Verona took control of the Big 8 Conference with a 28-21 victory against suburban rival Middleton. Speaking of the Big 8, Janesville Parker defeated crosstown rival Janesville Craig 28-17 in the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. At the WIAA Board of Control meeting on Friday, the group will entertain two proposals that would move the state from playing halves to instead playing quarters in high school basketball. Halves were introduced in 2015 and received well by coaches and fans around the state, but there is some movement to return to quarters to align with other levels of play, get in compliance with the NFHS, and be able to utilize new free throw rules. If approved, it would be just the start of a process that would take more than a year to be implemented and have to go through several layers of additional committee and membership review. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Falls Radio 98.9 to 12:30 online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? It is a fantastic app. Be able to listen to Bull Falls Radio and all the other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download, and then take advantage. Civic Media app. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of September of 2023. Some famous events have been noted in history. Not a good anniversary, but on this date in 1899, Henry Bliss was the first person in the United States to be killed in an automobile accident. On this date in 1985, Nintendo released its smash hit Super Mario Brothers. On this date in 1996, Tupac Shakur died 6 days after being shot in Las Vegas. On this date in 1990, the first episode of Law & Order aired on NBC. I haven't watched Law & Order in quite a long time. I was a huge fan for a long time. My favorite were the early years, the first 3, 4, 5 years when Michael Moriarty played District Attorney Ben Stone. Michael Moriarty was a great actor, but also a bit of a handful, apparently, for producers. But the way that he played that character, Ben Stone, I thought was the best of Law & Order. And I am a huge fan of Sam Waterston. He is a fantastic actor in everything he does. But, boy, Moriarty in that role was just amazing. So if you haven't seen the first episodes, the first few years of Law & Order with Michael Moriarty as Ben Stone, I would definitely encourage you to do so. On this date in 2001, civilian aircraft traffic in the U.S., which had been grounded following the September 11th attacks, was allowed to resume. On this date in 2017, the International Olympic Committee announced Paris in 2024 and Los Angeles in 2028 will host the Olympic Games. On this date in 2019, Felicity Huffman, the actor, was sentenced to 14 days in prison for her role in the college admission scandal. And on this date 2 years ago, bad news from Nicki Minaj. Bad stuff indeed. Nicki Minaj, on this date in 2021, tweeted misinformation about vaccines making men impotent, forcing prominent officials to publicly debunk it. Some famous people that are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Jacqueline Bisset from Bullet and the Deep is 79 years old today. Actor Gene Smart from Designing Women Hacks. Also had a recurring role on Frasier. He's 72 years old today. Randy Jones, the cowboy of the Village People, turning 71 years old today. Radio and TV personality Tavis Smiley is 59 years old. TV and movie producer Tyler Perry is 54. Louise Lombard played Sophia Curtis on CSI is 53. Fashion designer and daughter of Paul and Linda McCartney, Stella McCartney, turning 52 years old today. Actor Ben Savage of Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World is 43. Country singer, songwriter Hardy turns 33 years old today. Musician Neil Horan of One Direction, also a part of The Voice, is 30 years old today. And actor Lily Reinhart of Riverdale is 27. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. Whole bunch of special events. This one I don't have to celebrate. It is Bald is Beautiful Day. It is also Fortune Cookie Day. It is International Chocolate Day. It is also Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. It is Peanut Day. This one's a good one. It is Positive Thinking Day. It is Rolled Doll Day. Snack a Pickle Day. Supernatural Day, and Uncle Sam Day. So plenty of reasons to celebrate special events here today. And our number for the day, this is a number that comes from a recent event. The number for the day is 100,000. 100,000, I don't know if it's exactly 100,000, but roughly 100,000, but 100,000, the tennis balls used at each year's U.S. Open. And of course, the U.S. Open just finished up this past weekend. So 100,000 tennis balls used at each year's U.S. Open in New York City. Thanks again to our guests earlier today, Bob Look for our number one, and Sean Wright from the Grand Theater Performing Arts Foundation in our number two. Coming up tomorrow at 8:15, we'll have our weekly visit with the host of Up North News Radio. We'll be talking to Pat Kreitlow. Again, that's coming up at 8:15 tomorrow. And coming up as well at 9:15, we'll have a discussion with Jake Horn. He is the president of the Marathon County Labor Council, the guys behind so many good works with the Labor Council here in Marathon County, the Marathon County Central Labor Council, and their president, Jake Horn. And had a chance to see Jake and the other folks from the Marathon County Central Labor Council last Monday, as again, I was the announcer at their Labor Day parade. So we're going to talk about labor here in Central Wisconsin with Jake Horn, and also labor generally. How has the Biden administration been for labor? We'll get the ideas of Jake Horn, again, the president of the Marathon County Central Labor Council, coming up tomorrow at 9:15 on this program. Stick around. Coming up next, it will be As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry from 10 until noon. Also, don't forget, back at 6 o'clock, it will be the Big High School Sports Show. Big High School Sports Show coming up tonight from 6 till 8 on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Hope you can join me and Jason Foster then. Have yourselves a great rest of your day and keep it right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Step by.